My wife was the person that will, hey, she can do anything. Let her go and talk. Let her make her presentation. Let her give the speech. We'll work it together. So, in other words, later on, people become and say, well, if the two of them can do it, why not us? Okay, for over 20 plus years, she's gone to the state house looking at the only black that has a person with disability.
You were the only person for
At
over
the time.
20 years going to the state. Wait a minute. For over 20 years, you were the only black person going to the state house for this particular issue.
In her eyes.
Which, what?
In her eyes, that's all she observed. That's what she
You
saw.
never saw anyone
I
else.
never saw another Haitian
You never saw another Haitian
for over 20 years.
at the state house
At
when you were advocating for
my son,
your son and other people who
other people,
have autism.
autism. First of all, that was unknown. When I first went to our senators, Charlie Shannon, he passed away. They didn't know what I was talking about. First of all, my son went to many school. He always the only black kid with autism.
So he was always the only one, no matter what school.
At the
No matter
time.
what school.
How many special schools did he go to?
Some we didn't know because at the beginning they didn't know where to send him. Sometime he went one day and came back. By the time to make arrangement to go see that school, he already in another one. Some we didn't even know where he.
For the record, let it be known that our son grew up right here in Medford. So everything falls under the Medford School Department, that they didn't have a system in place, okay, to we don't hold them accountable, but to show you how far we came. In one day, I think you had to go pick him up how many times?
Every day I had to go pick him up from the, every day for 3 years. Before he could start at school, after he was diagnosed at the age of 8, we found on our own our son's diagnosis.
You went and got somebody to diagnose him
We went to New
yourself.
York.
To New So, in other words, he's in the Medford Public Schools and they don't know. And they are trying to make some kind of plan, but they don't have the knowledge.
And
So, you took him to an expert and found out what he had.
He had. Until he was 8 years old.
when he was eight.
When he was it.
And then at least you had a diagnosis by an expert, but the school system here didn't know anything yet.
No. And they didn't have the tools
To evaluate him.
To
What year are we in when he's 8 years old?
Oh, he was 19, that was 1980.
That was 1980, and
Yes.
so we're talking about from about 1975
That's.
on, and they don't know, but you find someone in
Yeah.
New York. And now who makes the decision on what school, all these different schools, who's
You know, it's that's when imagine you don't know if you're a parent with the little language that we had at that time, we were able. That's how people were so captivated by our persistence, our love for our child, and how best can we sustain and educate this child. I was always there. But we found a good
That was your full-time job, though.
that was my full-time job.
So what do you mean
And
by you were always there? You were always at the state
always
house.
when they no
You were
when
always at the
at the
school.
school
No matter which school, if it was the third school, the fourth school, the fifth school, you're there.
The 10th, what, always there every day.
Every day.
Every day. That's why I had to work overnight shift. Because when Reggie left at 8:30 in the morning, by 11 he was home.
Why
They
was
couldn't.
such? Oh, because they didn't know what to do with him.
They didn't know what to do with him, where to place him.